Wishing you a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you're having a lovely weekend. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about self-care for healing. So self-care in itself is healing, and I know we've talked about our self-care practices over the last number of months within each topic we've covered, but I do think it's a really important aspect of our healing path. So yesterday morning I actually got up and did an impromptu pamper session for myself, and I know we can struggle with time, particularly with kids and different things like that. But just carving out time, as I did yesterday, and I gave myself a manicure and a pedicure and exfoliated my body and beautiful creams and all this. And it was really interesting because I hadn't planned on doing it, but I felt really uplifted. I felt really actually relaxed. And I was going off yesterday actually to start going through some of my dad's belongings and clearing that out with my brother, which was quite an emotional day. And what I realized, again, it being unplanned, was having set myself up this morning like that, the day was, while obviously emotional, I was in a really good space for being able to do it. And it just made me think, God, if I am going to be doing something that might be a little bit heavy or like that, healing, because that is part of my healing path, how good it is to set myself up like that more often. And it really got me thinking about what you could do. So I really enjoy doing things like that. Some people might enjoy reading a book or listening to some nice music. And that's actually something else I did when I was doing my makeup this morning as well. I put on like really upbeat music that I love, all my favorite songs, and that really elevated my energy too. And again, all unplanned. So think about what small things you could do that will help your healing path. Now, it's not about looking at all the self-care practices. I would be looking at just taking one or two things that could make you feel uplifted and that you'll really will enjoy doing, and see where you can start to place these in within your week. When could you do them? Maybe like me, having, you know, an unplanned time and say, oh, okay, I have a spare hour, why don't I do this now? And really, by starting to bring this into your days and your weeks, you will see a difference, I feel. And also, I think it's a good go-to thing that maybe when you are, you know, moving towards maybe deeper healing that you're doing that is bringing up emotions for you, that you have some things that nurture you and pamper you and nourish you, and that they can be your go-to things as well. So it's just something to think about today, and we will continue on our healing path this week with more teachings. Also, just to say, our soul gathering is this Wednesday night at 8:30 on Zoom, 8:30 Irish time. And if you want to come to that, just let me know by text if you're able to make it. And your soul journals are there as well that you can do before the class if you get time. But we're going to do some lovely meditation. I'm going to pick some cards for you all and really just talk about this healing year that a lot of us have been experiencing in many different ways. So have a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.